beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You're listening to Planet Verloc, your podcast for everything super psionics and magic tech. Yes, welcome to my show. Well, tonight's podcast is about who I am a little bit and our awesome upcoming weekend sale. We're talking about a limited time offer, a limited batch of the Miraculous Prayer Board Mini. So this weekend, buy a prayer board mini and I will ship those orders out on Tuesday of next week. Yep, get your prayer board, grab it before someone else gets the instrument of working miracles. Get your prayer board this weekend and make magic happen. Well, there's actually a really good book that you need to read about the Miraculous Prayer Board to fully appreciate this instrument. It's called The Miraculous Prayer Board Guide, VPG2. But if you buy my trio, you can get that book and my two other books about the three most essential magic instruments that you will need to change into a magical lifestyle of prosperity and new frontiers, new horizons in psionics magic. All right, so I was going to talk a little bit about me. And where I'm going to begin with, well, where I'm going to focus on is a question that I was asked recently. My good friend and colleague, Dr. Abraho, asked me a question. Well, he started the question like this. Tom, what is your purpose? What is your goal in magic? And he went on to say, Charles Cosimano's purpose seems to be war and warfare. My purpose, Dr. Abraho said, is in money and wealth, you know, basically prosperity. You know, good things, making money and wealth. So he asked me, so what's your angle? What's your focus? To which I replied, I have the heart of an explorer. My interest is in the expansion of consciousness and discovering new frontiers. And so I've taken psionics into a whole new territory of discovering our relationship to the cosmic all, or the cosmic intelligence system, as I call it. I believe that the universe is essentially an operating system, and that we're connected, we're part of this system. On the inside of us, we have in us the cosmic all. We are a reflection of the universe within us. So the microcosm that we carry around with us is an expression of the macrocosm through which we traverse and travel through. We are one with this existence, essentially. And so I make it my purpose to explore this reality that we call reality and the invisible realms and see what we can do with it via psionics, exploration. You know, so I'm always looking into things like virtual reality as an alternate example of further augmenting the macro and microcosms, universal cosmic all, the cosmic intelligence system, and making various models for it that we can interact with this cosmic all or cosmic intelligence system, this operating system, via various platforms, whether it's going to be virtual reality, it could one day be through the venture of joining other minds that are remote, such as ETs, or it could be a pursuit of taking us into the world of artificial intelligence or quantum computing. I like to think of where we might go with chaos computers. It's something I used to write about in some of my fiction pursuits. Truth is often stranger than fiction, and what was science fiction yesterday becomes science fact today or tomorrow. So I do like to look in those directions. So my pursuit is essentially about finding a magical lifestyle, for one thing, and then exploring other possibilities. So there's always something new at Vrilok.com and on this podcast as well. So we're never going to get bored of psionics. It goes on indefinitely, just as if we were to get on a spacecraft and fly into outer space, we'd probably never stop exploring. If we could have all the fuel and energy and supplies that we needed to keep on going, I mean, we'd be like Star Trek, you know, we'd be headed out there going, oh, wow, that's cool, what's this, you know, and exploring different worlds, probably even venturing beyond space-time. You know, H.P. Lovecraft once wrote about the universe being curved, or that there was a region of space that we sort of all exist in, and beyond this region is something that is beyond the curvature of the reality that we know. So we live within a curvature of space in the mind of H.P. Lovecraft. I believe that was mentioned in maybe a few of his books or stories. The one I'm thinking of in particular is called The Whisperer in Darkness, written by H.P. Lovecraft. And in that book, he does talk about bringing the human mind from the Earth into the deepest depths of outer space, and then going on and on into the realms beyond curved space, and ultimately to the void of chaos, where the demon sultan supposedly exists. Now, there were other stories or beliefs in ancient times of the ancient demon Abraxas, or Abraxas, who in their belief or theory exist at the center of all things, or at the center of infinity. And so I am going to be producing a comic book which has one of my experiences, by the way, of an sort of an out-of-body or mental projection, I might call it, where I do encounter this, what I thought was only hypothetically an entity with by the name of Abraxas or Abraxas. And indeed, I did encounter such an entity, so as my mentor before me. And in my experience, well, I'll go ahead and tell you, in my experience, what I saw was an eye wink open and look back at me, blink a couple of times, and then disappear into infinite darkness. So, yeah, there's many other minds out in the universe. I have encountered Buddha-like manifestations through my mind's eye, and all manner of stuff is out there in the invisible world, from, you know, beings that look nothing like us to spirits that look like us wearing hoodies. I kid you not, I've seen a female spirit wearing like what looked like a kitten or a fox hoodie, partying in the astral realm. I mean, it's whatever you can think of is probably out there. And the way that I know that it's on the astral level is that when I do perceive these things in the invisible world, there is what seems to be like a lens of light in a bluish hue. And I'm familiar with that vision because that is the same perception I had when I was visited upon by an outsider. I believe I did a podcast on that story called Visitor in the Dark. And you may want to go back and listen to that podcast because it's very interesting about my experience of being visited upon by what I call an outsider. Listen to that podcast and you'll learn what I mean about the difference between outsiders, various entities, and spirits, because they're all quite different. Spirits, ghosts, and outsiders, they're very different. You know, interdimensional beings are not quite the same thing as what we might call spirits in the magical sense, because as I've said before, spirits in the magical sense are essentially, it is the purest state of existence known to magicians or known to the mind of man, purest state of existence. So a ghost might not be considered the purest state of existence. It could be considered residual energy, or it might be a wraith, which would be a human being projected out of their body and taking on some form of manifestation, you know, an apparition or something along those lines. Well, if you want to know more about that sort of thing, about spirits and ghosts and entities, read my book, Psionic Necromancer. And you can get that at verloc.com/shop and download it tonight and enjoy it. It's only $4.99. I kid you not. I know. It's cheap, right? I must have my helmet on a little too tight or something. It's squeezing my brain. You not only get that, but if you're entirely new to the subject of psionics, download my ebook, Keep the Magic High. That also is only $4.99. So knock yourself out. Get both ebooks and enjoy yourself this weekend. Read something interesting. Digest something new tonight. So that about wraps it up for today. The only other topic that I think I've already addressed it in the previous podcast is we're putting our hands together and laying on hands with our prayer boards for Taiwan, the hope that they maintain their stronghold and steadfast resistance to the CCP, and that, you know, also that Taiwan will be recognized as an independent sovereign nation, as a first world country by other nations and by the UN. I mean, why has it not been acknowledged yet? Do you think that that might be because it's, you know, our attention is being diverted so that we don't see the plans being unfolded by major power players in the world? Could that be so? And did you know that with the Miraculous Prayer Board, you actually have something you can work with, and you can do something about these events? Because trust me, we all share a symbionts. We all share an interconnectedness of life on this planet. And where one man is not free anywhere in the world, we really can't say that we're free either. That's right. As long as one man on this entire planet is enslaved, then we cannot truly be free, can we? Can you rest with a clear conscience tonight if you go to bed knowing that other people who deserve to be free, who are trying to be, who are trying to hold their nation as a sovereign nation, if you know that they are not free, or their freedom is threatened by a fear factory, a death factory of a tyrannical technocracy, can you truly rest with a clear conscience tonight? Well, I'll leave it up to you. I am selling those Miraculous Prayer Boards. Buy it this weekend. We'll ship them out. We'll ship out the orders on Tuesday. And, you know, get your instrument, get your knowledge, download these ebooks, and start doing something to change the world. Don't just sit passively by while other people are arguing. You can be doing something with the power of your mind and your spirit today. So with that, I leave you. The fate of the world is ours. And until next time, keep the magic high. This is Tom Verloc, signing out.